First of all, I think it's highly appropriate that we have the Father of all nations in our readings today, as it is, of course, Father's Day. And I hope that all the fathers amongst us today have had a suitably welcoming and carefree morning, and that you have a lovely rest of day as well. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. When God Almighty came to earth, he took the pain of Jesus' birth. He took the plight of refugee and whispered, "Humbly follow me. Humbly follow me." There do seem to be so many calls on our attention today, and so many seem to be looking for someone to follow. Why? Why this need to follow others? Why are these influencers on social media so tantalizing? What are people looking for? Well, from what I've seen, gathered, or read, one of the things is a need to feel important, noticed. Sometimes it's to feel better than others. Perhaps it's to have our viewpoints corroborated. And sometimes it's to feel superior to others. I'm bigger, I'm better, I can get more money, I can become more attractive, better than you. But does it really make them feel better? Does it make us feel worthwhile following these influences? Does our worth really come in some magic bottle or a pill or a book? And does it come at the expense of others, by putting others down, making others feel small so that we can feel big? What is that draw to follow someone? And Jesus said to Matthew, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. So why did Matthew follow? Why did he just get up and follow Jesus? Well, we are 9 chapters into Matthew's gospel here. Jesus is obviously getting known. Well, I mean, the actions of the synagogue leader and the woman with hemorrhages proves he is known, known for what he does, his healings, his compassion. So maybe Matthew had heard about this man, Jesus, had heard about what he said, heard about what he did. And so when Jesus comes in and says, "Follow me," Matthew immediately responds. But even if he did know of Jesus, had heard about him, just think, getting up from that desk, leaving everything and everyone he has known to go from his kindred and his father's house and follow Jesus to where? For how long? Well, that is something else. That takes something else. It takes trust. It takes faith. And after all, Matthew was a tax collector. They were not popular in those days. Not sure they're so popular today. And again, apologies to any tax collectors in our midst today. They, in those days, were seen as quislings, as traitors to their people, and as corrupt. They were not averse to taking a bit off the top. The response of the Pharisees to Jesus sitting and eating with tax collectors and sinners shows the depth of feeling towards these people at the time. They were unclean, unfit to be associated with by the good, the godly of society. And yet, these people, the rejected of society, were the ones Jesus turned to and called. And they turned to Jesus, welcomed him, invited him to dinner. Don't hear the Pharisees doing that. Because Jesus welcomed them and called to them. Not because of what they did, but because of who they were, children of God. He treated them as equals with all others. being with him drew them up to him, to God, drew them into relationship with God and back into relationship with all others. And they welcomed him because they trusted him. They trusted his words, they trusted his actions. Because, of course, Jesus kept his promises to them, lived his words of hope to all people, reached out to all. And they recognized the invitation, felt welcomed, loved as ones who belonged, ones who were brought back into the fold, the lost sheep returned. When God Almighty met the folk, of peace and truth he gladly spoke, to set the slave and tyrant free, and whispered, "Humbly follow me." Matthew humbly followed the one whom he could trust, the one who called him, the one who lived his teachings in the face of hostility. When God Almighty walked the street, the critic's curse he had to meet, the cynic's smile he had to see, and whispered, "Humbly follow me." That is why Matthew could give up everything and follow Christ, because he was called and he knew he could trust Christ. And of course, this trust was not broken. When God Almighty took his place to save the fallen human race, he took it boldly on a tree and whispered, "Humbly follow me." In Christ, those around him who met him, heard of him, listened to him, saw what he did, knew that here was someone in whom they could trust, someone they could put their faith in, someone they could follow. And of course, many did. The disciples and many, many others, including the women and a lot whom society rejected. So many turned to Christ when in need. They knew they could trust him. "Come and lay your hand on her and she will live." That's trust. "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Such faith. They knew that in Christ promises were being fulfilled and they responded. They turned to Christ. They humbly followed him. And so, to us. What about our response to those words of Christ? "Humbly follow me." Can we follow him humbly? Follow his example and obey his command? Or are we a bit like the Pharisees? Do we consider ourselves okay? Not in need of a physician, of saving? Does our sense of self, of worth, come at the expense of others? Or does it come because we see ourselves as equal with all others, all our fellow children of God? Do we trust Christ to lead us as he led the disciples, keeping them safe? As John writes, "While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them and not one of them was lost." Do we trust Christ's promise to guide us, to inspire our actions, to give us courage to live his life in the world? That promise to not leave us, but be with us always. And can we humbly follow him, putting self aside, welcoming all as he welcomed all, and especially those the world would expect us to reject, and trusting that whatever we are asked to do by God, by Christ, that he is with us to the end of the ages, that we will be given whatever we need to complete the task he gives us, believing that we and all people, young, old, rich, poor, whatever nationality or gender, are valued in ourselves, as ourselves, not in competition with others, but just valued and loved as we are, just as we are without one plea, knowing that just as we are, he will receive, welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, just because we are who we are, each and every one of us. We are all children of God, made in God's image. So what will be our answer when God Almighty comes again, when he meets us incognito as then, and though no words may voice his plea, when he whispers, will we answer yes just as I am, I will humbly follow you. We will come to you because in your promise we believe. Amen.